I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. With MSONO Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy to bring on Steve Krause in this connection, in this edition of Connections. Of course, Steve, very familiar to us at MSO with his longtime commitment to the Daily Item of Lynn, currently writer at large. So, Steve, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Love it, love it, love it. Now, Steve, your most recent article that I came across in the item was something Gary Larrabee mentioned, I believe, on Monday, very briefly about the renovations going on at the Salem Country Club, which is actually in Peabody. Do I have that right?
Yeah, it's says Salem, but it's Peabody.
Okay.
It took me years to get that all straight.
Yeah. Well, I know how to get there, but I'm not sure where I am when I do. But interesting, Gary's been updating us all winter on the renovations going on at the Country Club, but there is a lot of controversy emanating from the city of Peabody, and I'd like you maybe to kind of sketch the outline the article that you wrote for the item this week and give us a little idea of what this controversy is all about.
Well, it's one of these things where, you know, golf courses in general need to be updated and maintained. I mean, even Gannon, which is not a country club, it's just a municipal golf course. Every 4 or 5 years or so, they have a major project that they have to do over there. And a lot of it comes down to the playability of the course. You know, and I would assume that it's even more of an issue at a place like Salem, where you have people paying serious money to become members, and much of the time it's to play on that course, which is a beautiful course. Let's not, let's give them their due over there. It's a beautiful course, and they maintain it impeccably. But one of the big issues at a place like that is trees. Trees, as they get older and the roots grow deeper and, I guess, proliferate, they get in the way. Also, the vegetation kind of gets wider spread, provides way too much shade on the grass, and it affects the grass. And not just the grass around the course itself, but the fairways and the greens. So every now and then they gotta do pruning, they have to do major revisions if they find that the trees are really encroaching onto the course. Now, anybody who's not a golfer would say, well, too bad for them, you know, it's trees, it's life. But they petitioned the city to take down a bunch of trees, so that they could fix a few holes over there, make them a little bit more playable. And apparently, you know, I don't know this for a fact, and the only people who really do are the people at the club. They went way over what they had petitioned the city to do and had gotten permission to do. And they ended up cutting down over 600 trees. I didn't even know there were 600 trees in the entire city of Lynn, never mind on the course of the Salem Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's hard for anybody to believe that all 683 trees, or whatever it ended up being, were all within the jurisdictional area of what they had been allowed to do. And, of course, the club, not the club, the city says, no, there were plenty of them that weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And that they violated environmental laws and, wetlands laws and stuff like that. And wasn't just minimal violations. It was, according to them, it was pretty blatant and significant violations to the effect that a few of the Conservation Commission people that met Monday night were threatening to fine them $300 a tree for, I don't know how many trees that is, but $300 a tree for every tree that they took down that they didn't have permission to take down. I would imagine that even from a place like Salem Country Club, that's not an insignificant amount of money. Pat and parcel to that, Councilwoman Manning, I can never get her name straight. Ann Manning Mitchell, I guess.
Ann Manning Martin. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, Ann Manning Martin.
Yep.
Okay. She spoke at the meeting, and she notated that, you know, since at least 1983, that club has received a pretty significant abatement from the city, tax abatement.
Mm-hmm.
And she is now threatening to go to the city and ask that abatement be rescinded. Needless to say, the entire Conservation Commission, I do believe that with the exception of maybe one person, everybody on the committee showed up at that Zoom meeting on Monday night that they had to discuss the issue. And without exception, everybody who spoke at it was just absolutely beyond appalled. I'd use a word, except we're on family radio.
Okay, yeah.
Can't use
yep.
it. But I'm sure you all know what it is. And, you know, the shameful arrogance, a couple of people on the committee accused them of doing business this way. And, you know, some of the things that some of these people said, it was really ugly. And, you know, I was sitting there listening to it, and about the only thing I could say is that if all of these allegations are true, and, you know, I'm an old-fashioned guy, and I believe in not tarring and feathering people until all the horses are... have left the course, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
If all of what they're being accused of is true, everything that these Conservation Commission people said are on the money. It is arrogant. It is shameful. You know, it's appalling. And whatever the book is that governs penalties on this issue, Salem Country Club deserves to be hit with it in full, if this is all true.
Well, one of the things I found interesting, Steve, with the reporting that you did, is it almost, if you follow this thing logically, it's almost as though, as you say, the commission called them arrogant, that the Salem Country Club knew they were going to do this. And it was like, okay, let's not ask permission. We'll just apologize later, type
well,
thing.
Well, that's exactly what I think the vice chairman of the committee is, Rizzo. I think that is exactly what he said, is that you do this and then you come back afterwards and apologize for it and ask for forgiveness. And all right, now let's see what we can do to rectify this situation.
Yeah.
And these guys weren't having any of it. They wanted their shot here to just give them some broadsides and let them know that they weren't going to get off that easy, or that there was going to be repercussions, and that the repercussions would be serious. And I would imagine being members of the club, management of the club, that three of the general manager of the club, the groundskeeper of the club, and some of the designers, you know, that came that set up the project, they spoke at this Zoom meeting, and I have to think that those were the four most uncomfortable people on the planet, mm-hmm. you know, for that couple of hours it took for the meeting to play itself out, because. And, you know, to their credit, they sat there and they took it. You know, there was, you know, the only cross words spoken at that meeting were spoken by the commissioners and some of the citizens that got a chance to speak. I think the club knew going in that it didn't have a leg to stand on. So that they didn't even try.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to link your article to our post, Steve. There's two things here. Almost 700 trees is not insignificant, nor is the 75% discount on property tax that Salem Country Club benefits from. So I expect that this thing will probably continue and we'll see more coverage in the item.
I would think so. They're having the commission and the club are having a walk. They're going to walk through the course Monday, mm-hmm. and they're all going to freeze because Monday is, you know, that's the day that it's not supposed to get out of the 30s.
Lovely.
With a, you know, a pretty stiff wind, so good luck to them. Matter of fact, one of the commissioners was a little bit upset that everybody was jumping over through hoops to set this walkthrough up for basically, as she put it, basically it was so they could pick up debris. Because what had happened was that they, when they were issued the cease and desist order, the city issued them, they didn't even get a chance to pick up the branch, that, you know, the limbs and everything that they had already cut down. So part of the walkthrough is going to be to figure out what debris can be removed and what needs to stay for whatever reason it would need to stay. And the woman on the commission was so upset that everybody was making this a priority that she took the name of the Lord thy God in vain, shall we say.
Oh, boy.
And, it was just that kind of an atmosphere was, you know, everybody that spoke from the Conservation Commission, you know, said the club should have known better, that, you know, and as Rizzo said, we've been down this road before, and, you know, one of the guys on the commission, I don't have the article in front of me, so I can't figure out what his name is. But he said he's an avid golfer, and that if anybody on that committee, he would be the one that would be on their side. And even he says it's what they have done is unacceptable.
All right. So, we look forward to more coverage of this from the daily item of Lynn, and we look forward to talking more with Steve Krause, not necessarily about news, but also sports here in the future. For MSO News
also,
Sports, go ahead, Steve.
While I have you here, before we go, it'll also be a pretty extensive story with extensive art in the next issue of the Essex Media Group's North Shore Golf Magazine.
Okay.
So look for that.
All right. Thank you, as always, Steve.
Now.
All right, we'll talk to you later. That's Steve Krause of The Item. I'm Rick Moore. This is MSO News Sports. This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. By the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com.